sea ice extent in the waters off Antarctica reached a record low last week. That bucks the recent trend of increasing sea ice off the continent. Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with climatologist Brian Brentschneider each week as part of the segment Ask a Climatologist. This week, we're responding to a listener who asked whether sea ice in Antarctic waters has been generally increasing while the Arctic ice has seen dramatic declines.
The answer to the question, the short answer is yes, there's been a trend the last decade or so of some of increasing sea ice surrounding Antarctica. But from a climate point of view, that's really far less significant than the decline that we've seen in the Arctic. And even if you add the two together, the overall trend is a reduction in global sea ice. Now, having said that, this summer, and I remember it's summer down in the Southern Hemisphere, they just achieved a record low sea ice extent for any year, for any date, since they've been keeping satellite records since 1979. Obviously, that's not hundreds of years of records, but that's what we have. So not only do we have record low in the Arctic, daily records being set pretty much every day, but we've just set an all-time record low in the Antarctic. So it's really bad all around.
So there may be a trend of increasing sea ice in Antarctic waters, but this year is a different story.
This year is a different story. It is a record low surrounding Antarctica. But again, remember, the climate effects are vastly different. And so it's not a zero-sum game. You don't just add Arctic sea ice and Antarctic sea ice, and then that's your ice climate equation. The climate effects are vastly different, and Arctic sea ice is far more significant from a global climate perspective.
What accounts for that increasing trend, though?
There's actually an active area of research about why there's been an increase in sea ice over the last 10 or 15 years on average. And some of the theories are that because there's been a lot of glacial melt around the periphery of Antarctica, that's kind of flooding the ocean with fresh water, which has a higher freezing point. So it's easier to freeze that. There's also some discussion about the jet stream pattern, the circumpolar jet stream at about 60 degrees south latitude, and how that is kind of preventing, at certain times of year, low pressure areas from generating large swells and kind of breaking up the ice. So it makes it a little bit more resilient.
Brian Brentschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.